On July 14th, House Democrats released a 1,018-page bill that will vastly transform America's healthcare system. The legislation provides new and additional benefits for many age groups, incomes, and even those who already have insurance. But one crucial group is left out, seniors. Not only does this bill not improve Medicare for its 44 million beneficiaries, it actually cuts payments for hospitals, nursing homes, home health care, and hospice. Targeting the providers who provide critical care for Florida seniors will disrupt the health care you receive, and this is change you do not want me to support. Not only are the special needs of Florida seniors ignored, they are singled out and attacked in this proposal. In addition to the cuts already mentioned, this bill will take $156 billion from Medicare Advantage Plan. Cuts to Medicare Advantage will force millions of seniors to go back to Medicare Part B, which means more money coming out of their pockets each month. For seniors on a fixed income, that is not change that they can afford. It is clear that a government expansion of health care will be toxic for Florida. You have my word that I will fight to preserve your benefits and strongly oppose any new cuts to the Medicare program. Democrats have made it clear where they stand on this fight, and it is not with Florida's seniors.